Come on, get in. My engine's running and I'm ready to go.
Ooh, let's go. It's got to be a short trip today. We're still moving the warehouse. We ain't got all day to play around.
We don't. And we got to pick up a hitchhiker.
Okay.
A hitchhiker that has been requested by so many people.
All right. Here we go. It's time for another episode of Who's Driving? Welcome to Who's Driving? I'm Wesley Turner.
And I'm Stephen Merck. We're two best friends and entrepreneurs.
Who's Driving is an entertaining look into the behind the scenes of our lives, friendship, and business.
These are the stories we share and topics we discuss as two best friends would on a long road trip.
Along the way, we'll check in with friends and offer a wide range of informative topics centered around running small businesses, social media, and all things home and garden.
Buckle up and enjoy the ride. You never know who's driving or where we're headed.
All we know is it's always a fun ride. And on this week's episode, we are picking up a hitchhiker, and I think we'll call it Who's Nisha.
Yes.
But Who's Nisha? So if you join
or
us...
Or Who's Nesha.
Right. So if you join us ever on our live sales on the Nested Fig app, Nisha is always in the comments. And we always get so many questions about her when we're out in public. Like, who's Nisha? How do y'all know Nisha? Where did Nisha come from? That sort of thing. And then so many people have asked us to have Nisha on the podcast as well. So we are going to pick up Nisha here in a minute, and we are going to get...
Nesha is actually our stalker.
Down and dirty. Yeah. So, yeah, her name is Nesha. And for the first, I don't know,
months
in the... live sales where we started communicating with her regularly, we would say, oh, hey, Nesha.
Hey, Nesha. How's it going, Nesha?
And she would be like, it's Nisha.
We were like, oh, hey, Nesha.
Yeah. We would still never remember from week to week. We have messed up so many people's names in the live sales. The live sales are so much fun. If you have not joined us for a live sale yet, you definitely need to.
Yeah.
It's in the Nested Fig app. If you don't know how it works, it's super simple. I still get people message me and like, okay, I hear you talking about the live sales, but I don't get it. Like, how does it work or what is it? And I'm like,
just download our app.
All you have to do, it's like a one-step process. Just wherever you get apps for your phone or tablet, just search the Nested Fig. Our company name, that's our company, our online store. We ship all across the country. So it doesn't matter where you live. You don't have to be local. You just download the app. It's free to download. And once you download it, you can shop it just like a regular website. But in there, regularly, twice a week, Sunday and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, we are actually live in the app. But you can also go back and watch the replays. And other times, like when we're doing something special, like we've been moving the warehouse, we've been live like every day. Mm-hmm. But our regular schedule is Sunday and Thursday in there.
Regular. So, I mean, our new schedule might be every day. We don't
know. You just never know. But anyway, that's all you do. Download the app and we're there. And you can watch us live. And when we're live, you can comment live. You can comment if you like something or have conversations. A lot of people have made friends in the live sales.
From all over the country.
Because the regulars watch it every week. And then I run into people who are like, I watch every week, but I never comment. I'm a silent watcher. And I'm like, you got to comment. Join the fun.
I know. And I always tell, like, every warehouse sale, I'll get several people that say, I watch all the time, but I don't comment. I'm like, well, comment.
That's part of the fun.
At least talk to me.
Yeah. Talk to Steven.
Yeah, you don't have to talk to those other people.
Steven's always the one running the comment section of the live sale. And I'm always the clown in front of the camera messing things up and that sort of thing. But speaking of us, this is a good lead in. You know, we've been moving warehouses. We've gotten our warehouse. We're in the middle of it. We're gotten it moved, we're getting it done, whatever. But I've gotten some interesting comments as I've been showing things on Instagram, like my stories. I've gotten some interesting comments, which always makes me think of funny things, funny ways people perceive me or us or just anything in general. Mm-hmm. I need to do a box one day. How do you perceive? I probably shouldn't do that.
That, that opens might hurt up. Your
that
feelings.
Might hurt my feelings. Exactly. But like the other week, I was at the warehouse and I was, you know, I'd like to show everything that I was doing, and I was painting our new live area. Mm-hmm. And I got a few people who messaged like being funny, like, where's mm-hmm. Steven? And then a few people who were being serious, like, well, why isn't Steven there helping you paint? And that sort of thing, which is funny because I was also saying how much I hate painting. So that yeah, might
the, be. The real funny thing is usually when there's painting to be done, Steven does the painting mm-hmm. because Wesley hates to paint.
I hate
painting. So don't feel bad for him. I promise you that was one of the few times he has painted a wall. Right.
But it wasn't like they were feeling bad for me. It was almost like they were scolding that like, you were.
Why am I not there?
Why isn't Steven there? Why isn't he
the funny thing is what you don't realize, like when you see one of us doing something like I was on Instagram a lot. You were in Florida.
Yeah.
During Valentine's Day. I was working at the garden store.
Yeah.
You know, we both work. But usually we're working in two separate areas of the business unless we need our help together. Right. Like we do all of our lives together. Most all of the lives are together. Some we do separate.
Right.
We do our podcast together. But a lot of stuff we divide and conquer.
Yeah. So I think people's perception, what made me
that we
think
do
about
everything
it,
together.
Is that we do everything together because they normally see us together at market. Because we're, you know, that's something we do together. They see us together on live sales. They listen to us together on podcasts. But other than that, we really are not together. Like, we do not work side by side mm-mm. each day. Like, we talk every mm-hmm. day. Sometimes we don't talk.
When
like,
the business was smaller, we worked together more. But as the business has grown, you know.
But we really didn't. We only worked together when you worked free for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of true. But, you know, but then once sometimes there's too many, you get too many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah. There only needs to be one boss at a time somewhere.
Right. And we'll work together, like if a store needs a reset or it's a holiday that we're resetting, you know, putting out Christmas and doing the Christmas floor set or something like that. We'll work together. But on the daily, we actually don't work together that mm-mm. much. We know what each other are doing.
And we communicate all
throughout the day. Yeah, we communicate all throughout the day, but we don't actually see each other. Like this week with moving warehouses and stuff. But on a normal week, mm-mm. I'll see you on Sunday at the live sale, and then I may not see you again until Thursday.
Right.
We might talk, mm-hmm. and we're both working, but mm-hmm. our paths may not cross.
Yeah.
And I think that surprises a lot of people that we're not like in an office together working side by side or doing projects.
Yeah, you can't. And honestly, sometimes I think it's overwhelming to have both of us.
Yeah.
You know, if we're having a meeting at one of the retail stores, both of us don't need to be there mm-mm. because we've communicated. We're on the same page anyway. And, you know, one person can be doing something else while the other's taking care
of that. But that's what makes a good partnership and why.
Right.
If I'm going to have to be there for everything, I don't need you, and you don't need me. Like, there's no point in having a partnership.
Right.
The whole, for me and you, for us, the point of a partnership is so that we can divide and conquer and have a bigger company. Mm-hmm. If we're going to have to do everything together, we would still be small and there wouldn't be any mm-hmm. point.
Even
we could
at
just
market,
do it, run it ourselves.
Even at market, you see us a lot together at market. And we do all of our market lives together, but we've gotten so big now, we have days where we split up.
Yeah. I'm like, you got to go do these. You know what to do.
I might do all of the furniture and home decor orders, and Wesley might be doing all of our online or
gifts or
whatever.
Some holiday or whatever it could be. We just, whatever we need, we'll just divide it up mm-hmm. in. But you're usually like, now don't buy anything dumb. And I'm like, you don't buy anything ugly. And then we both say, well, we always need something for a warehouse sale.
I mean, it's the way
and then
it
we
is.
Go on about our way. But, you know, we've gotten at market and we've seen people like there's someone they're buying and then they're in a partnership and they're FaceTiming them.
Yeah.
They're not even
if you can't trust me and I can't trust you to make a good decision on ordering a damn planter or a faux stem, we're going to sell.
Right.
We're done.
I'm not doing that.
Like, and we also are not the kind, like, and it's so funny because we get this feedback from reps and showrooms all the time. They're like, we're not used to working with people that know exactly what they want and what they don't want.
Right.
Because we don't really like to be talked to a lot. We don't need your opinion.
Right. From a sales rep.
Yeah, from a sales rep. Because
we know our store and we know what we want. And we're very quick. They appreciate that too. But here's the thing. I've decided what the thing is. And that's our strategy when we're at market. We try to cover the entire market. And so we know, like we both know, if one person is like, eh, I don't really like that, it's a no. Because we're mm-hmm. There's plenty of other things to choose from. Mm-hmm. Whereas these other people who come and they're very slow, they don't cover market. So they have to argue about whether
beat
they need
that dead horse.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is. But y'all, we will be behind groups of people at market. Sometimes they bring groups. That's the other thing we don't do. And like we were in the artificial showroom. There were like four or five people and they were buying and they were picking out ornaments. Now y'all know if you've watched us or know, or you can imagine any retail store, how many different ornaments you can get in different styles. They each had to pick their favorite ornament from the collection, from the tree. And then they all had to agree on it. And they were going like, one girl was like, this is my favorite. And then the next person be like, yes, yes, yes. And if someone said no, then they had to move on. And I was like, oh my gosh. Because, I mean, there's so many different.
I would jump out of the window on the 18th floor. I mean, I could not.
Tolerate.
Would not ever work like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I mean, it's just,
just torture. Bizarre. That takes the whole fun out of shopping and buying and ordering. Like, it's crazy. But we always ask
now,
the reps,
do you want pink or do you want yellow?
Or do you want bright pink? Do you want bright pink or light pink?
Like, and you picked last time, so you pick. And I will say this about our employees. There are so many employees. I love our employees, and they do such a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love, seriously, I would love to take groups of our employees to experience it.
I'm glad you would. If you're an employee and you're listening, I would not enjoy taking you.
But here's the reason we can't. We have gotten so big that we literally would run out. We could not get the work done.
Right.
And because one thing with us...
Well, even like Daniel used to go with us. And he's got his own thing going with the farm and stuff, but he enjoyed it. But at the same time, like any person that's with you and you have to respond to them slows you down. And now like we go to market for 10 days and the last day we're still running out of time trying to get things done.
And we only eat one meal a day. Yeah. We do not eat during market because we're not going to take 30 minutes out of our day.
Right. To stop and eat, because that's 30 minutes of shopping. And then we run out of time getting that done.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the way it is.
It is.
Well, I see our hitchhiker up the way. I mean, I think it's a hitchhiker. It could be.
Is it a Nesha? Is it a Nisha?
Or what is it from Rosanna Dana?
I have no idea.
Rosanna Dana. I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I just see bushy hair.
Are you going to pull over and pick her up?
I guess I'm going to sling it around.
Let's pick her up. Hold on. Let's get her in here. She's here. She's in the car. We have Nisha with us. Who is Nisha?
What was her name from Saturday Night Live? Rosanna Dana?
Yeah.
That's who you are to me, Rosanna Dana.
Oh my God. No, I'm sitting here with paper towels shoved underneath my armpit because I didn't like I don't know.
Are you a stress sweater?
I'm a huge stress sweater. So like, I'm going to be like in a commercial. What if I bring the rate down?
Well, that has been a concern. Now, how long is it that you've been stalking us?
Yes.
For forever. Like since before the nested fig. So I don't even really remember how I even found Wesley. I think I was just scrolling and I found him, and like his voice is just so, I love this guy's voice. It's Southern and it's smooth.
Kind of turned you then on. He had
a little bit. Yeah. But then he had the friend that would never be seen. And that was even more of a mystery. So then I was like, okay, well now I've got to be an inspector and I got to find out who this Steven guy is. I'm not going to lie. At first, your voice was kind of like a, what's that guy from the serial killer guy that was putting the lotion on the skin guy?
Whose voice?
Yours.
Mine? She puts the lotion on the skin.
Oh my.
Yeah. I was like, I got to find out who this guy is. And then I was like stalking around and I found like your actual realtor page. And I was like, oh, I found out who you are.
Nisha was like the first person to find out who you actually were. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
you were like,
she was real stalker.
You were like,
had.
This mm-hmm. girl actually found me just uh-huh. from saying that I was a realtor, and uh-huh. she found me.
Yeah,
I remember that.
She was
now.
Like, she was our first real stalker. I mean, we've had. There's several out there now.
We're kind of a big deal.
We are a big deal.
And a big deal.
And we, but you were the first stalker.
Okay, so
are you proud of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm so proud of it.
Oh my gosh. So we got to back up for those who maybe, I don't know how you wouldn't know who Nisha is at this point, but if you haven't joined a live sale, you may not know who Nisha is. You know, not everyone joins our live sales. We have different little communities. Yeah, we have our live sale people and our Instagram people that don't watch. It's kind of weird. But mm-hmm. anyway, so Nisha showed up. We mentioned at the top of the podcast, we called her Nisha for the first, I don't know how many months. She kept saying, my name is Nisha.
We're like, okay, Nisha.
Yeah. We're like, whatever, Nisha.
Yeah. And then Steven changed it to Juanita. And I'm like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, Juanita.
So you showed up from the very first live sale. Now, you and I had chatted on Instagram before, I remember, but the live sale brought a whole new way of communicating, not just for you, but, you know, we were able to regularly communicate with some of our fun followers and friends and that sort of thing. So that's where you came from. But so you showed up at the very beginning, and I think you have been to every live sale. I mean, you might miss one here and there. We're like, where the hell's Nisha?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you got to work or something, I guess. I don't know. But we've talked about this in the live sale before. Steven and I will be out anywhere, mm-hmm. and they'll be like, now who is that Nisha?
How do you know Nisha?
How do you know Nisha?
And we're like, well, we don't. And she's on a restraining order.
No, a lot of people think that you work for us, that we put you in the comments.
Yeah.
So can you verify that you don't work for us?
I absolutely do not work for them. They don't even give me store credit. They don't do anything.
I just
genuinely like being in the live sales and just giving you guys a hard time. It's
and
fun.
Stalking.
Everything about it is fun.
Yeah.
And stalking.
So, but you actually live in Arizona, correct?
Right.
What part of Arizona? We're going to stalk you now.
Yeah, we'll stalk her.
Let's ask what part? What's your address?
Please do. Please do. I'm completely bored. Steven's got my address. He sent me an angel.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. We do have her address.
Okay. And you've ordered from us. So you're in Arizona. What's the weather like right now? Is it already hot?
No, actually, it's really bizarre this year. It rained last night, like all night, and it's pretty cool out. you know, my son that's up in NAU in Flagstaff, and he said that it's been snowing there for the past couple of days. So it's just, the weather here is just bizarre. It's so much for early spring, but it's really nice. It's not hot yet, but when it is,
I can't imagine.
You just can't even breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you feel like your skin is just literally like melting. It's miserable. So it's a dry heat. Yeah. Okay.
Did you grow up in Arizona? What keeps you in Arizona? Yeah. So you're
Yes. I was born and raised here. Actually, my dad's been sick for a while, but my mom still lives in the same house that I was born and raised in. And so yeah, my whole family lives here. We're all natives. We've been here forever. That's the only thing that really keeps me here.
And you have three grown children and a grandchild.
Yes, my little granddaughter Evelyn.
So your grandma, does she call you grandma?
She calls me Maymay.
Maymay?
Maymay.
Cute. And what is your day job other than being our cheerleader in the live sales?
So I work for a major health organization here in Arizona. Some people may know it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it's called Honor Health. I was in the orthopedics department for years and years and work for a high level orthopedist here who does hips and knee replacements. And so the aftercare was something that was kind of lacking in our department. And I kind of took over this whole aftercare program to close the loop post-surgical. And it rose to a level where the higher ups took notice of it and kind of recruited me into my own position. So that's what made me work from home. So I'm no longer in the clinic setting, but I still work really closely with all of the surgeons. I have several surgeons that I work with. I've got non-surgical sports medicines. I've got hand doctors. I've got sports medicine doctors that are surgical. But my main guy is my hips and knees replacement surgeon that I deal with. So I kind of close the loop. I find them whether they need rehab, home health, or if they need to do physical therapy. I will schedule them out for their 6 weeks post-op physical therapy, call them after surgery, and just like kind of close the loop so they have a whole final loop of care and med refills and communicate with the office. And so hopefully I'll just kind of transition into maybe supervisor type position or something, or maybe
CEO.
A call. Yeah, I'm going to be CEO. That's right. I'm going to run the joint by the end of the week.
Nisha's useful.
She's not.
I thought she was at home, like drinking,
smoking Marlboro Red.
Yeah. And
braless, smoking Marlboro Reds, drinking, drinking.
Well,
IPA.
I am braless. Half the time I don't even dress. I'm in my jammies. But no, I'm like I'm a high functioning alcoholic. Don't you know?
That's what I assume.
Oh my God. We love to pick.
I picture you with a cigarette hanging out of the corner of your mouth.
That's right. I pretend smoking my pen. I pretend I'm smoking my pen when I'm in the house.
That's too funny. We love making fun. Well, okay. First of all, we know that you'll take our jokes.
And we make fun with you.
Yeah. And you make fun of us
absolutely.
Too. Because it keeps, especially in the live sales, it keeps some fun. Because, you know, there's got to be
she
some...
calls me frog ass.
Frog ass. Well, she called me flamingo legs or something.
Yeah, and I...
And I mean those all in the most endearing, nicest way ever.
You're very lucky. Just don't be so... If we ever block you, we'll get over it and unblock you at some point.
Just check back every now and then.
Just
and
check we'll... back after a few days. We'll
just text Steven and be like, please, pretty please, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, we always know it's funny.
There are some times where I really want to comment stuff and I really want to let loose. And I thought, I better restrain it a little bit because some of these gals in here don't know me like that. And they might actually think that I'm being mean to this guy.
Right. You don't.
But then, I don't want to make people mad.
Yeah, you don't want to take it too far. I have to keep it a little filtered. I know. I've had people that are like, oh, I want to comment, but Nisha's always running the comments. I don't know what to say. I'm like, she ain't going to bite. Just comment.
Yeah, no, jump in there. Girl, jump in there because it's all fun. It's all fun. Jump in there for sure. Now, I'm going to change my name tonight on the live. I'm going to say I'm running this joint.
Yeah. That's one thing Nisha does is changes her name all the time.
Yeah, it could be something different. And she's actually changed it and then placed an order. And then the tag print, like whatever you check out as, tag prints out.
Jailbird. Oh, and then Danielle Mason changed hers to parole officer and they sent her package
to the parole office. It is so true. Okay, so serious question. Who do you like better, me or Steven?
Oh, gosh. That is so, but that's not even a fair because.
Yeah, I'm too. This may be when you get, blocked.
Yeah, this could be it.
No, don't answer.
Yeah, who blocks me first? That'll be it. No, you guys are just. You guys make a great team, and I look forward to all of your lives. And I don't get paid to say this, and I'm a true diehard follower, and I'm about 3 seconds away from divorcing my husband and moving my ass there and working for you, whether you pay me or not, especially when you move to the Adam and Eve location. Hell yeah.
First shift at Nested Fig,
then I'm going to go to Adam and Eve, and then I'm going to sit my ass on a bar stool and cry on my beer because I ain't got no money because I've worked free all day. That's how that works.
It's a one-stop shop.
That's so funny.
That's right. All you need is a Walmart in there so you can get yourself some clean underwear.
It's in walking distance.
Yeah, Walmart is in walking distance for sure.
It is. It's on the safe side of the street.
Oh, my God.
It's like
get out of Tupac. Are you?
Yeah, and we have a Waffle House on the other side of us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sure deal right there. Waffle House, we're done.
We're done here. Too funny.
I have not been in the Adam and Eve yet.
Have you not?
I've never been in any Adam and Eve, but I'm going to go in there.
Well, let's run by there in a little bit.
I was to say, you guys haven't even introduced yourselves to your new neighbors or nothing?
No, I want to do, do something like, hey, you bring your Adam and Eve receipt over to our outlet store, you get 10% off.
Yeah. That is definitely.
I think it's great. Cross marketing.
Yes. That's right.
Oh my God.
And they come shop at the nested fig outlet and
if they walk in with their bag.
They're walking in with those black bags.
Yeah, if they walk in with
those. How did you know they're black bags?
Everyone knows that.
I don't know. How did they know they were black?
Everyone knows that. If you come the thing is, if they come walking in with their black bag, Steven will say, let me see what's in there.
What'd you get, girl?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Is it waterproof, too?
You'll be like, you need something bigger than that.
Yeah, what's that going to do?
Oh, my God. Gosh. And if you don't know, maybe you haven't caught us talking about it. Our new warehouse is located next to Adam and Eve, which is an adult store. Is what we're talking
about. I have
about.
A question, Nesha. You're the right person to ask this. Do all women go to those kind of stores?
Or
do
absolutely most, not.
Not all
you
women.
Don't think?
No. No, I think mostly, well, all the times that I've been in there, there's been men. So what if...
Listen, you have worked with the general public enough to know. Think of some of our retail customers that you've helped in our retail store. Some of them need to go there. But they ain't ever been up in a
my
place
mother,
like that.
I remember the first time my mother went into one. My mother had a student that worked for her at Clemson, and the student was getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to go get something for the honeymoon. And so she had never been to a place like that. And she said to my mom, I'm scared. Will you go with me? And my mom was like, I've never been to a place like that. So here my mom, Southern lady, Southern belle, goes with her to this sex store.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to, and I would have loved to have seen this on a hidden camera. And my mom called me and she said, I've never seen such things. She said, I want to know what they do with those big arms they have in there. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't want to know.
I don't know, Mom. I don't know.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Too funny. Oh,
I mean, everybody, I guess, needs to go at least once.
Just live a little.
At least once.
And then
so back
again.
In the day when we would go to this country club, it was called, not a country club, but it was country bar. It was called Mr. Lucky's, which is actually where I met my husband.
Wait,
but
is
down
that where
street,
you danced? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Were you a stripper? Have you ever been
no.
a stripper?
No.
Okay. I was just asking. No. Not judging.
Yeah.
So this
not
was
that
like
I got
a,
paid.
This was like this was like a line dancing place.
Yes, it was a country western bar. They had live bull riding. They had an open bar, and so before I met my husband, that's where all the cowgirls would hang out. So we'd all hang out there, and then afterwards, we would go to Denny's down the street. We'd eat breakfast at like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was here. It's called Castle Boutique. And then we would all go into the Castle Boutique and just wreak havoc in that sex store. And then we'd all just go home and pass out. But that's what our Friday, Saturday nights were, is just going to the bar and getting blottoed. And yeah, there's castles and Castle Boutiques like are on every corner here. Burn. And then all the kids, and it looks like an actual castle. So when you drive by with your kids in the car, they're like, oh, we want to go to the castle. And you're like, not that castle.
That's funny.
Let's go down the road.
You know, we're in the South, so we don't have that many of them. And they're, I'm surprised that one is actually there. And it's actually
very well
done and very, nice or whatever. But usually they're seedy and tucked away and you got
to
go.
But it's really, I have to say, their lighting package is quite nice at night. I mean, it's,
their lighting package.
It's very nice.
That is such a corporate McDonald's
it
thing
is,
to say.
I mean, it lights up the whole parking lot. I mean, it makes you want
to
go in there.
Him.
Yeah.
I have to agree with him. The one that we went to after we'd hit the Waffle House or the Denny's or whatever, the lighting was like, you don't want to go in there by yourself because who knows what's in there. And now the one that's like in the newer parts, it literally looks like a castle. It's all lit up and you're expecting to go in there and it being dark and it's bright because they want you to see all those products.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All of them.
Yeah. No, Adam and Eve.
They have batteries at the counter for you to try. Yeah. Ugh.
Okay. Do you and you met your husband at this bar, right?
Mr. Lucky's. Well, okay. So do we have time for a story?
Yeah,
no?
Go for it.
Okay. So I was a single mom and I was having some problems with my truck. My mom's neighbor was a mechanic. So he says, let me take your truck to the shop so I can see what it was doing. Cause it was popping out of second and grinding into fourth, one of them sticks. So I said, all right. So I stayed the night at my mom's house and I had my son with me and he was about 2 and it was really nice out. So I thought, okay, well, let's lay out and you can ride your little motorized Jeep or whatever it was he had out in the backyard. And so I went out there to lay out and I was like, I probably need to put a bikini on or something. And I went back into the house to change into a bikini. When I came back out, all the dogs were barking in the neighborhood. And I thought, well, is there like a siren or something that went by? Like, what's the deal with all these dogs barking? Well, then I heard the gate open and this guy walked into my mom's backyard and I was laying face down with my top undone because I didn't want no tan lines. And
no, can't have that.
And I'm thinking, to myself, oh my God, I hope my kid doesn't say anything to this guy who just walked in. He didn't even see me laying there. And it's my oldest son, Connor, who Steven loves. Mm-hmm. And so my little Connor goes riding over on his little Jeep, motorized Jeep. And he's like, what are you doing? Scared the heck out of this guy. And he turned around. And he's like, well, I'm trying to read your neighbor's meter. And he turned around even further and he saw me laying there. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, I work for Southwest Gas and I'm trying to read your neighbor's meter and her gate is locked. And I said, oh, we'll just chuck a rock at her. And he looked over the fence and his calf muscles were there. And I was like, oh, I'm done. This guy's so hot. Didn't think anything about it. That was like on a Thursday or a Friday. Had a really bad day at work. A couple days later, my girlfriends were like, let's go up to Mr. Lucky's. And I'm like, I really don't want to. So we did anyways. And these two cowboys come walking in. I'm thinking, oh, that cowboy in the straw hat. That's the one. Nice Wrangler butt, all the things, exchange phone numbers. And this is what y'all think is funny. he leaves me a voicemail the next day. I come home from work and I check my voicemail and he's like, hey, yeah, Nesca. And I'm like, who is Nesca? He was trying to say Nisha. He said my H looked like a K. So he called me Nesca. So I called him up and I said, you know, I have a son. I'm recently divorced. Like, I'm not looking for nothing, but come on over. So he comes over and we get to talk. And next thing I know, I realize that this is no. Didn't hook up. My son was there, but he came over. We got to talk and we find out. And long story short, well, it's too late now, but the guy reading the meter is the same guy that I married, that I met at Mr. Lucky.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Crazy. And then 3 months later, he quit reading that route where my mom lived. And we've been married for 26 years and have 3 kids and a granddaughter.
Oh my gosh. That's cool though.
Yeah. And he's cute. I've seen a picture.
Yes.
He is cute.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That is crazy though. You just never know.
You never know. Cause I definitely was not looking for nothing that night. I'll tell you what, after my first marriage, hell no, I was done though.
And then it worked out like that.
Yep.
Ended up working out.
That's a crazy story.
You never know. I mean, and look, you were a stalker and now you're kind of a friend.
Yeah, and now you're a friend to us, and you know we're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually worked out for you.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm a nice stalker. I don't ever mean to be mean. Like, I just did it because I was like, oh, I got to find out what he looks like.
When you called me frog ass, that wasn't very nice.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You know,
I'm going to call you frog ass.
If it means anything to you, my grandpa called me.
I call you rhino ass.
That's so funny.
That's right.
No, we love all your comments. It brings so much fun to the live sales, and we certainly appreciate you being there every week. And you're our cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've told you that before.
She's our mascot.
Mascot and cheerleader. Yeah. She is always messaging the best things, posting the best things. Yes, about us.
Our stories
are so fun. You have a whole highlight still. So
I do.
Yeah.
She calls us Lenny and Squiggy too from Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, does she?
Who's Lenny and Squiggy? Who's Lenny and who's Squiggy?
I don't know. You guys fight it out.
Oh my gosh. I'll put your Instagram, because your Instagram's public, right?
No, it's private. But
it's private.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put your Instagram.
Send me a fan request.
Yeah, I'll put your Instagram down in the show notes if you want to go check out Nisha and see what she looks like or who she really is.
Yes, she looks like Rosanna Dana.
I'll put her link down here if you want. You can tap on the show notes and you can go friend request Nisha, because she has some really funny highlights of
Rosanna,
her
Rosanna Dana.
Okay, well, now I got one for you. Now I got that Rosanna Dana girl already saved, ready to go.
Oh, do you?
That is too funny. Oh, we're going to have
to. And I have just as much fun making those and finding them, because I get messages all the time from people who follow me from the live sales that ask for my handle.
Yeah.
And they're like, where do you find this? And I'm like, I honestly don't know. I don't know if it's like the algorithm that IG tracks me from, because I just.
Yeah.
All of my stuff is just hilarious. And then I just save it. And then I'll go back in and make posts about it, because it's always like, whenever somebody says something, I'm like, oh, I've got the perfect one for that.
Perfect one.
Chopstick Betty.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do. You always have the perfect little things for it. And you definitely could have a job in social media if you don't work out with your current position. Managing social media.
Somebody help me out, because I'm ready to do a second job here.
You could so do it, because they're so funny. Daniel even asked me, he was like, where does she find all of these things? And I was like, I don't know where she finds them, but she's always right on it, right there.
I mean, I've never even seen a Laverne and Shirley reel, and you come up with all these with Lenny and Squiggy.
Yeah.
Never even seen one.
I know. It's
really? Oh my gosh. I have a whole thing full.
We need to start, like, when we have a campaign we want to do for the Nested Fig, we need to start calling up Nisha and giving her an assignment.
Yes, that's why I text you all the time. I'm like, is it going to be you and Steven? And that one time I missed it and I thought it was both of you. And you're like, you missed it. I messaged you that it was just going to be me. And I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't get your message. Oops, my bad. for like when you guys do your fig sales. Oh, I go for like a week before, I go ham looking for all the nice juicy, like we're doing nested figs. Cells that I get them all lined up in a row and I put them in my drafts. So all I have to do is just hit go, go, go. And funny. I guess that's what happens when you have insomnia and and I just lay there and I just plug away at all this stuff and I just think it's hilarious. And I'll be up till, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning putting the stuff together. But I love it. It's so fun. It's so fun. And everybody thinks that they're just so funny. And I guess that just keeps me going.
Now, have you always had stalker tendencies or did this just start several years ago?
Always.
Always?
Okay. Always. Before the internet was really even an internet thing, people would come up to me and they'd be like, so this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, watch me.
You're like, I can.
Kids are like, yeah, my kids would freak out when they were little. They're like, how do you know this? And I'm like, I don't know. But my middle son would always be like, I think she works for the FBI. I don't think she's really her mom.
Because you can figure it out. Some people have that.
I can figure stuff out.
That brain in the way to, you know, process in. Process moving through like finding the stuff.
Dylan's like that.
Yeah.
If I want to know something,
problem solving skills,
I can ask him and he.
Yeah. Daniel's like that too. He can, if
he can decipher
like,
it. And
yeah. He'll like, I'll mention someone and while I'm having the conversation, he's like, oh yeah, here's their Instagram. Here's what they look like.
Exactly.
I'm like, how did you do that? That quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you can pull it up, but for some reason he can pinpoint it. Mm-hmm. Like me, I'm scrolling for, well, is that them? I don't know. Is that them? It could be this one or that one. Wait, here's another one. It could be this one. And he's like, oh no, here they are. Mm-hmm. And he,
right.
And then he's like, see, they used this picture over here and I found that on Facebook. And like,
that's how Dylan is.
I'm like, oh my gosh, how did you do it that quick? Yeah.
Yeah, my youngest son's like that too. I think he got that from me because I'll tell him something and he's like, oh yeah, over here in this dating app. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Too fun. Well, we so appreciate you being in our live sales, like I said, and being our own little personal cheerleader or mascot, whatever you want to be, and keeping things fun. But we just wanted to have you on because we always, like I said, we will be anywhere. We were at Market. Mm-hmm. Now, who's this Nisha girl? Now, how did y'all know Nisha?
Does she work for y'all?
Now, how did you meet Nisha? And we're like
no. She's literally on a restraining order. We do not.
She is not. But Nisha, for those of you who haven't gathered, just showed up as, well, followed me on Instagram, showed up as a loyal customer and has just
stalked us ever since.
Just been there ever since.
Stalked, yeah, that's right.
That's the summit.
And we're going to be live. We're going to be live in less than 2 hours from recording this. So you need to be ready.
Yeah.
Make sure that make sure that credit card's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I charged it last night. It's full.
Good.
My husband was out there shooting birds earlier, and I told him, I said, "You can't be out here shooting birds when I get on this live because they're going to hear you." I said, "Like damn, still magnolias out here." Mm-hmm. Shooting birds.
That is.
Oh my gosh, if they hear you.
Well, girl, we're gonna kick your ass out of this car.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see you in 2 hours.
I gotta go to the bathroom anyways.
Okay. We'll see you in 2 hours in the comments on the Nested Fig app. Thanks for joining us.
Nisha.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is so fun.
She is literally, what I love about her is you can say
anything. She gets us and she knows it's all in
you
fun.
You can say anything to her and she never gets offended and she's not sensitive. And she just has the best person.
And I have to say, now I'm going to give her too many props or whatever. Yeah. But from me, on the standpoint of the live sales, because she is always in our live sales and she's always interacting with other people. So if you're in our live sales, leave comments. It's a fun group. You don't have to sit there and watch without commenting. But I know some people just
can
don't
just
want
talk to me. If
talk
you don't
to me. Talk.
Talk
to Nisha, but there is a comfort level when for me, especially when you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
she always helps out.
Yeah, there's a comfort level for me when I do the live sales. It's like I said, especially by myself when I'm in front of the camera and then Nisha's there because I know she's been there and she will help out. I mean, there's several people on our live sales who will help everyone out as well, but she will kind of step in like you, and she'll mm-hmm. answer people's questions and put up the, you know, if there's a code or whatever instructions and that sort of thing, which is a huge help. And she just does it as mm-hmm. a friend, or a loyal follower, you know, customer, that sort of thing.
Mascot
stalker, whatever. But, you know, that's really nice for someone to show up and do that. And we have so many nice people and customers in our live sales that show up live after live. We can do, you know, and I know not everyone can, and I understand that. You can't show up every time, but that's what I find so impressive is how many people do. I know they show up every time they can.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that do, which is so impressive to me that they're that loyal to us and like us and, you know, don't find us annoying. Like, I think I would find us annoying. Like, oh God, they're live again.
I mean, it's really a special group of people.
It really is.
And it, you know, I can be really tired or having a bad day and like, ugh. You know, those moves that everyone gets in. And then we can do a live
and it's like hanging out with friends.
Puts me in a better mood.
Yeah. And I love when we get new people on the live sales too that will say like, oh, I love that I'm new or whatever. And I'm like, oh, just stick.
Well, I don't even worry about the new people being there. And because, you know, whatever we're doing, if they can't hang with it, then they're not our people.
Right.
And the good news is most of them are our people.
Yeah, they hang with it.
Yeah.
There's probably some people who can't, and they just never come. They come in and they never come back
And that's fine.
Yeah, because they can shop the website or the app regularly without, you know, the live sales. Mm-hmm. I could see it not being everyone's, you know, cup of tea.
I don't think it would be mine.
You know, here's the funny thing. I will actually watch some other boutique live sales, and I can see, like, I do develop, like, oh, what is that person doing? Like, the connection, mm-hmm. not just of what they're selling, because sometimes it's stuff, I mean, it's like women's clothes that I wouldn't buy, but I might know the person or something, mm-hmm. and it is fun just to watch and hang out with them.
I watch some of them, but I'm going to be honest, because I always am. I'll probably offend somebody, which I usually do. I watch them and they're boring to me.
Yeah.
Because there's a different, I feel like the good thing with you and I, other than just we're idiots separate, but it's more fun having two idiots together.
Yeah.
It's.
You have to have the right dynamic. Like some people, and I know, again, I do them sometimes by myself. And I know the ones that I do by myself, the ones that you do by mm-hmm. yourself, they are not as good as the mm-hmm. ones when we're together mm-hmm. because of the personality character mm-hmm. or what banter mm-hmm. that goes in there. But some people, you know, only do it by themselves, and that's why it comes across.
It's just harder by yourself. I know that's it, but I'm just.
But it's also maybe what they want out of it. If you just want to have it like a retail store, but you're doing it live versus I feel like we do it as entertainment plus selling plus. We've created a community.
And none of it was purposeful. No. We just fell into it like we fall into everything else.
It's funny, and we may have talked about this before, but we were very reluctant to do the live sales. Like, I felt embarrassed. Like, who's going to watch that? Selling them something? I think we originally started in like September, and we're like, we'll do it at least through Christmas. We'll just do it through the holiday season, and then that'll be it.
Yeah, but we enjoyed it, number one. And number two, the sales were amazing.
Right.
Like, we were like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But then, and it's just gotten.
Well, and it's just a way to connect with your customers. And like.
On a different level. Yeah. More personal level.
Like, recently in the last, I would say, since, you know, the move and everything, really like the last month, I haven't really been. Like showing stuff in my stories on Instagram, like linking, because I haven't been decorating as much because I've been focused on mm-hmm. moving. But the sales that we have, you know, through doing live sales or whatever, it's amazing. So we definitely.
And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think it's just a whole.
I can't wait to get our new warehouse settled and we can start doing stylings again and stuff in the live.
And it's just you know, the whole, it's just a new phenomenon. I mean, it's. I think it's the new direction.
It's kind of like a virtual store, but it's not virtual. It's just a different way to connect and have a store.
I mean,
And it's funny how it switched for me mentally. It's all, you know, mental, like sometimes. But in the beginning, I felt like the live sales were something special. Like mm-hmm. we did them twice a week for special occasions. Like, oh, I don't want to do too many because mm-hmm. people are going to get tired of us.
No.
And now I feel like live sales are just like you would open your store. Like you wouldn't say, oh, I don't want to open my store today because I don't want people to get tired of me. No, you're open 5 days a week, 7 days a week, whatever you mm-hmm. are. And that's how now live sales, I'm like, no, I want to connect with my people.
Mm-hmm.
And not every, you know, like I said, people, different people buy every live sale. Some mm-hmm. people are there just to watch and hang out mm-hmm. for entertainment. Or maybe they're lonely and just want some, you know, talk maybe, to someone.
Maybe they want to just watch two idiots.
Right. But then okay. the next one, they might go, oh, I do want that and buy it.
Yeah. So it's however it works for you, we don't care. If yeah. you're just showing up makes
just
it.
Just show up. Yeah. Just show up and show out.
You don't even have to buy anything.
I know. I mean, we want you to buy something. If everyone doesn't buy something. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I can tell you this. Since we've been doing live sales, we have never, not once, sat down and looked at who was on the live and who purchased and who didn't.
Oh, yeah. We have no idea.
I
never looked at that either.
I mean, first of all, we don't have time. Second of all, I could give two shits.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care.
Not two shits in an appreciative way, but what you're right. saying
I
in
don't
a
care
non-appreciative
if they
way.
Didn't.
Yeah. What you're saying is all sales. We're appreciative of all sales. And of all people showing up,
yes.
whether you were able to buy something.
Yeah, I don't care if you buy anything or not, if you show up.
Right.
That's what we care about.
Right, is showing up and being there. And
I'm never going to look at what someone buys or how much.
They didn't buy.
If they spend $5, I appreciate that just as much as someone that spent $500. I mean, and like I said, even if they show up and they buy nothing, but they contribute to the experience, that's value too.
Right. There is value in all of it. And always yeah. that goes to Instagram. And I try to talk about that a lot on Instagram. Engagement is free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being there on Instagram is just as important as buying something mm-hmm. from us. You know, mm-hmm. being there and hitting that like button, hitting that heart, leaving yep. a comment, sharing a reel with your friends.
We appreciate it all the same. It's yeah. not just about money.
Right. And that is very, very, all those things that don't cost you anything as the viewer are just as important as buying something.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said I don't give two shits. I
right.
mean, I don't care if you're buying from us or just supporting us.
Right. All support
it's all
matters.
Matter. Yeah, it's all, we appreciate all of it.
Yeah.
And it makes it
and
fun.
It's such a crazy thing that we've ended up doing.
But, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about something.
Okay.
Like, there are none that I know of. Do you know of any men's boutique?
I know. There are and no men's boutique
if,
that know, I know of that are doing live sales.
And I love clothes and shoes.
You're talking about doing live yeah. sales.
I love clothes and shoes. So I was kind of just thinking if that was on lives, I would watch that.
Yeah.
Like if Neiman Marcus had live sales,
mm-hmm.
and I would be on there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Or just a local men's boutique.
Yeah. Anything that I liked.
Right. Maybe you should start that.
You want to do that?
That's what
that
Dylan,
could be our.
That's what Dylan should do. We could ship it from our same mm-hmm. warehouse.
Mm-hmm. We should look into that. He could do his lives every
he
day.
He could have his own store and we could just be the warehouse
mm-hmm.
for him.
Mm-hmm.
He could have his own
or
he
could just be some part of the Nested Fig.
Nested Fig men.
The Nested Fig closet.
You might be onto something there. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, we're pulling this baby over. Like you said, at the time of this recording, we're now less than 2 hours away from a live sale. And we got to get 1 hour of work in of cleaning out the warehouse because currently we are in the middle of moving.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to slide in sideways to get there.
Hell no. Grab a trash bag. We're going through and we're going to get some stuff done.
Okay.
So we'll get it done. Pull this baby over. You're the driver.
Well, just stay in the car. We're headed to the warehouse.
Remember to leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps us out. Just like engagement on Instagram, hitting that rating really helps us out. And share us with your friends as well. If you want Nisha's Instagram handle, I'll put it down below in the show notes as well. Remember, our information and the link to the Nested Fig app is down there as well. If you haven't joined us for a live sale, you can definitely find that right down below in the show notes. And we will see you next week.
Yeah, and maybe later tonight.
Bye.
Bye.